chaka, uka, 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 chaka, uka, 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 chaka, uka, 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 chaka, uka, uka, uka,
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just
welcome back to that 590 show right here on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio. We are at Rosalita's Cantina at 1235 Washington Avenue for their Cinco de Mayo celebration. It is a celebration going on outside right now. Jeremy Rutherford has tweeted out the Blues lineup for tonight. And as Andy Strickland said on the hard line previously, he speculated that Alexander Steen was not going to be in the lineup, and he was correct. The lineups are Schwartz, Stasny, Tarasenko, Sobotka, Berglund, and Yaskin, Pajarvi, Laterra, Perron, Upshaw, Brodziak, and Reeves are your lines, your forwards and centers. And then Bouwmeester, Petrangelo, Edmondson, Pareko, and Gunnarsson, Bortuzzo are your defensemen. Of course, Allen is going to be in between the pipes. So that is going to be your lineup for the evening. If you want to get involved with the program, you can. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. Or you could text the show as well at 855-282-8255. Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic texting in saying, Matt, it sounds to me like The Rock is going to try and work the Rosalita's room like it's Vegas. Target-rich environment, and that is the best way to describe it. No comment on that.
We shall see. We shall see.
Look, Matt Rocchio was so distracted. That's the reason why he's been so quiet. He's been looking out the windows left and right, trying to determine which girl he's going to go
after.
I
think it's just because you're such an amazing interviewer. That is 100% the reason.
Yeah, that is the first time and only time those words have ever been uttered. Now, going back tonight to Game 5 between the Blues and the Predators, I think the Blues are going to win this game tonight because I just think that they don't want to see the series come to an end on their home ice. I don't think they've been the better team in this series, because if they had been the better team, they would have won. Everybody got their panties in a bunch when Bruce Boudreau in the first round said that, yeah, the Blues won the series, but I think we were the better team. Now, you can't be getting your panties in the bunch now by people saying, yeah, you know what, the Predators are the better team right now. That's you can't argue
they
against
clearly
that.
Look it.
Yeah, you can't argue against that. Who do you think's been playing better? The Blues have had the lead for what? A whole 3.5 minutes in this series so far, and we're in Game 5.
Yeah, and Alexander Steen being out for this game does not help. It's the last thing you want in a do-or-die game is to lose. Honestly, probably, I would say, your most versatile player, a guy who can play both center and the wing, two-way player, great defender,
great on the penalty kill, mm-hmm. which is probably the reason why he's out, is because he's been throwing himself on the ice, blocking these shots.
Yeah, took one hard off the foot.
Took one hard off the foot, and that's the reason why he is not in the lineup tonight. So it's always Mark who calls in and says that, do you think that this Blues season has been a success? And I think that it has been a success because no one really thought they were going to make it this far. Let's go to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Big Al is joining us. Big Al, how are you, sir?
I'm just wonderful. And all I got to say is two things. First off, I do have breaking news, but first off, Blues, you can't lose on Cinco de Plager, for God's sake. All right? Second of all, I was at Hawks in Main Street, O'Fallon, and Berglund walked in straight up, and I looked at the cashier. I go, I knew it, because it was the Amber Alert. And so
Patrick Berglund.
I found Berglund at Hawks on Main Street. You call the guy and ask him. And I said, listen, good news. Where's David? He goes, he's huddling in the car. I go, they moved the net. They moved the net to the corner. So now they're going to go to the net, and we'll probably win, boys.
So this is the inside information that only Big Al can provide us, is that he has found David Perron and Patrick Berglund in O'Fallon, Missouri, and he has informed them that the net has been moved. Yeah, he's informed them.
They moved the net to the corner, and now those two guys will be standing in front of the net. Watch!
That's what's going to happen. Big Al's predicting it, but Big Al's prediction machine has been off because he thought they were going to win the last game, too.
Oh, don't bring that up. Hey, happy Cinco de Mayo, boys. Go Blues, don't lose on Cinco de Plager. and David Perron of Birdland. They've moved the net to the corner.
There we go.
So you better go to that blue area and stand. You won't get hit. Trust me.
There we go. Big Al Haskins.
Backtrack
fast.
Yeah. Have a good night, Big Al. Enjoy the game. Back to the Blues and their season. A lot of people didn't. I mean, I was skeptical about whether or not they were going to make the playoffs. Here they are in the second round. Yeah, they're facing elimination. But
I don't want to call it. I'm not going to look at it as the win. I just hate that phraseology when you're talking about getting bumped from the playoffs. It's not win. It's just I think the team overachieved slightly this year.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it a win.
I agree with you a little bit because
you probably didn't make some good moves. I don't think you got enough. You know, I understood your mindset at times. But even though that they've played better since the Shattenkirk trade, and even though Zach Sanford looks like he's going to be a solid player, I don't know if they got enough for Kevin Shattenkirk because of their unwillingness to trade him until the right of the deadline. I don't think they got enough for Brian Elliott. I know he had a bad season, but at the time, he had just come off multiple years of being a top goalie. So
sure, but I mean, I think.
But then again, people knew that they were going to be rolling with Jake Allen, so obviously it's going to diminish his value. My point is that did they beat expectations? Yes. Is that a positive? Slightly, but. I mean, am I going to call the last 12 months a win for the franchise? I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, I think what they got for Brian Elliott, I think Brian Elliott might have been one of those players that through the fans' eyes, especially here in St. Louis, everybody's like, oh, man, he's awesome. Look how great he was for us. And then how come if he's so fantastic, he completely bottomed out in his 1 year at Calgary. And right now he's basically unemployed. I don't know if he's with the team. So it may be Brian Elliott in fan circles was a great player, but in NHL circles,
fan circles, he was. I mean, the guy was a top goalie by the numbers over the last 3 years. Yeah, he was always splitting time, but the
point I'm trying to make is that maybe there was some kind of insider information amongst the GMs where they're like, yeah, he's having a great year now, but it's not sustainable for X, Y, and Z. I thought the Blues last year, considering how this city wrapped its arms around the franchise after the Rams had left. They went on a great run where they made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals. And I can say this personally, I got more invested into hockey where I really wasn't that invested in hockey before. And I thought they did a bad job in the offseason of building on that goodwill by letting Troy Brouwer go, by letting David Backes go, and by trading Brian Elliott. And what they replaced him with was Patrick Berglund, who was kind of like a player that a lot of people really didn't want back, and we're seeing how he's playing in the playoffs. So I didn't think they did a very good job of capitalizing on that goodwill last year, but here they are in the second round, further than I thought they were going to make it. Now coming up on the Bellman Automotive phone line is someone who's going to tell me that I'm crazy, is Mr. 99.9%. He's going to tell us about how it's all over, it's going to come to an end tonight, and then he's going to call us on Monday, and he's going to be like, man, I told you, man, that the Blues were going to lose. Mark joins us. Mark, how are you, sir?
Did you remember watching Monday Night Football and the great Dandy Don Meredith? You remember Dandy Don Meredith?
Turn out the lights. The party's over. Yep.
That's right. That's right. And that's the theme song that's going to be singing. A lot of people are going to be singing tonight. I think it's no way.
I don't think they're going to sing it tonight, but I think they're going to sing it on Sunday.
Yeah, I think Nashville want to get rid of these guys. I think they don't want to give them no chance. Once you get a team down, man, you don't give them no life. You got to put your foot on the throat. You know,
I agree with you on that 100%. But the thing is that the Nashville Predators, they've never made it past the second round, and that says something too, that they've never made it this far, or they're about to make it as far as they've ever made it in the playoffs. So you don't know how they're going to react when. They're at the cutting point, I guess you could say, to where they can eliminate their opponent.
You know what? You know, I totally disagree with you, Matt, because you know what? They had their foot on the necks of the Chicago Blackhawks. They didn't give them
that was the first round. This is the second round. They never made it past the second round. So you don't know how they're going to react to that.
Well, I think they're going to do the same thing they did to the Chicago Blackhawks. They figure they got their foot on their necks, and they're going to keep it on there, man. They're not going to let up. They're going to go out. They smell blood in the water now. I'm pretty sure they smell blood now. They can finish these guys off and say, let's move on to the next round. Let's get us some rest, get healthy, and move on to the next round, okay?
That's what will happen. I just think that the Blues are going to come out tonight, and they're going to probably maybe play the best game that they've played in the playoffs so far, because I think maybe deep down they know that the series might be over, but they don't want it to end on their home ice.
Right. I don't know why people think the Blues are the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's no way that you actually think they're going to win three games straight in a row.
That's the reason why they're fans, Mark. What can I say? The way they feel about the Blues is the way you feel about your 49ers.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm a realist too, man. Sometimes you have to open your eyes to see what's in front
of you.
I
would say you're more of a pessimist than you are a realist.
Hey, man, come on, give me a little credit,
It must get tired carrying around that bucket of urine to throw in everything that St. Louis gets excited about.
No, man, I'm just being a realist, like I told you, man. I mean, I don't want to get these fans. They've been going through this mess for 50 years, man. It's going to be the same outcome. Okay?
I don't think the St. Louis Blues fans, at least the real ones, have any kind of delusion about their franchise, because it's always, "Yep, here we go. What if the Blues are going to lose in the first round again?" That seems to be the thing I always hear every year when the playoffs start.
And Matt, I won't give you the credit for pointing out. That was right. The Blues was just maybe a couple of players away. If they had kept that core group, but like I said, they don't have the money to keep these players. But if they could have kept that core group they had last year, all they would have to do is add another piece or two. I guarantee you they would have made it to the Stanley Cup. They was right there on the door, man. They was right there on the door, man.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I mean, David Backes, for an aging player, he wanted to make as much money as he can. The Blues weren't willing to make that kind of investment. Same thing with Troy Brouwer, and they already had their backup, or they already had their goalie of the future, they thought, in Jake Allen, and Jake Allen played better than what Brian Elliott did. So you have to give him credit. They made the right move there.
Yeah, they did, but like I said, sometimes you got to bite the bullet, man, to get that Stanley Cup. You say, well, this one year we got to go all out for it, okay? No matter what
I would like to see not necessarily just the St. Louis Blues, but I like to see the St. Louis Cardinals just for one time make a move like that. Maybe it'd be like a move they regret, but man, wouldn't it be nice to see the Cardinals go, "Yeah, you know what? We've never done this before. Bleep it. We're going to spend $400 million on a generational player like Manny Machado."
Right, exactly. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes you got to bite the bullet, man, and then go for it, you know. Just go for it. It may not work, but at least you say, "Well, we tried," you know. There's something better than what you continually doing year in and year out. This is definitely not working, okay? So,
Mark, enjoy your weekend. Why you're not down here for the Cinco de Mayo at Rosalita's Cantina on Washington Avenue. Yes, downtown. You need to get down here right now, Mark, because there are senoritas aplenty down here.
Okay. All right. I hear you, man.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
All right. Take it easy.
We'll talk to you on Monday. That is Mr. 99.9% joining us on the Bellman Automotive phone line. I'll tell you what. Let's do a That 590 Show sports update, and then we'll take a commercial break.
Blues underway in about 15 minutes or so. They're taking on the Predators in Game 5 of their Western Conference Round 2 series. It is at the Scott Trade Center. Puck drop again about 10-15 minutes from now as Blues look to stave off elimination. In Toronto, the Raptors are making it more of a game this time, but still they're down to the Cavaliers 37-35 with 7 minutes left to play. In the second quarter, the Spurs and the Rockets knotted up at one apiece, get underway a little bit later. And the late game overall is the Oilers and the Ducks on the NHL slate, getting started at 9:30 p.m. tonight. That series going into Game 5, all knotted up at 2 apiece. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Kieran Mulvaney of HBO.com. He does a great job of covering boxing for them. A big fight tomorrow night between Canelo Alvarez and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Cinco de Mayo has become a pretty big boxing holiday. We're going to talk about that. You're listening to That 590 Show. We are live at Rosalita's Cantina, 1235 Washington Avenue, for their Cinco de Mayo fiesta. Right here in the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.